Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Carol Stewart. Address is 2936 Penny, P-E-N-N-Y-R-O-Y-A-L Drive, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-828-2568. ID is XXX XXX2981, date of birth 11/30/1940, 81 year old, retired widowed woman, insurance is Medicare/TRICARE, pharmacy is Express Scripts, it's address 2. It's addressed to Dr. Jason Vance, MD. Below that it should say Dr. James Carter, MD. Below that it should say Florence Health. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive decline, subparagraph, recent TIA, hospitalization, and discharge, subparagraph, comorbid medical problems, cardiovascular disease with atrial fibrillation, subparagraph, currently treated with aspirin and Plavix following recent TIA, subparagraph, previous treatment with Plavix for several years, subparagraph, concurrent treatment with Sotalol, new paragraph, no recent cardiovascular evaluation or care for several years. New paragraph, comorbid, under comorbid medical problems, it should say bilateral blindness. Below that, it should say history of degenerative lumbar disease post spinal fusion. Below that, it should say bilateral knee replacements. New paragraph, below that, it should say history and previous findings of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, non-compliant on recommended CPAP therapy, subparagraph, significant dysomnia, multiple nocturnal arousals, limited sleep, and daytime somnolence. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Carol Stewart for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you know, she was recently discharged from the hospital having suffered a sudden onset of a TIA for reasons that are not currently certain. Subparagraph, I currently have no hospital records. New paragraph. Carol is a pleasant, elderly, intelligent, right-handed woman who is quite cooperative. Subparagraph, she's here assisted by her son who provides substantial supportive care and oversight. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows bilateral blindness with ocular loss. There's no facial asymmetry or obvious motor weakness. Speech is preserved. Tongue is midline. New paragraph. Motor testing in the upper and lower extremities shows preserved strength. Subparagraph, there is a slight amount of increased neuromuscular resistance to passive distraction. Her son reports that from time to time she has a fine physiological tremor. New paragraph, she is unable to cut her food but does use utensils, apparently without dropping her food. New paragraph, she rises easily from the chair and ambulates with short but not fascinating gait with her son's guidance and assistance due to her blindness. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes today is unremarkable. New paragraph, she describes no sensory impairment in her feet or her hands. New paragraph. Today there's no obvious paresis or difficulty with her speech. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. History of cognitive decline / impairment. Recent etiology, subparagraph. Findings of recent TIA, uncertain etiology, subparagraph. Substantial risk factors. Next, diagnosis. Significant dysomnia with daytime silence, subparagraph, diagnosis of sleep apnea. New paragraph, rule out nocturnal hypoxemia. New paragraph, history of atrial fibrillation, questionable control, recommendations. New paragraph, we will initiate a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study at Open Systems Imaging for evaluation of the extent and nature of the previously found cerebral atrophy. New paragraph. Additional laboratory studies will need to be completed to exclude nutritional and metabolic etiologies for her loss of sense of flavor and taste. New paragraph. Cardiovascular evaluation is certainly indicated, including echocardiography and ambulatory EKG, in consideration for further control of her arrhythmia, if indicated. New paragraph. In consideration of her history of cognitive decline, she will complete, with the assistance of her son, the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaire for a more comprehensive assessment of her impairment. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with the results of her questionnaires and imaging studies for further analysis, investigation, and treatment of any cognitive impairment that may be present. New paragraph. We will eventually order specific laboratory studies depending upon her determination findings and my signature.